Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World. Fresh off the love train, and we've got Odie going, and lasers and all kinds of good stuff. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the listen live link in the upper right corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos, videos, stories, and stuff that I show send for you. And good alerts about killing weeds and being kind to Mother Earth and all the critters, and especially the pollinators. And also, I don't think I posted this one, but remember with the weather weird and getting cold and warm and all of that, bees are going to be waking up too. So try to leave the dandelions alone, let them bloom, because that's the first source of pollen for our bee friends out there. And gosh. All right. We've got a happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We know now, Natasha, at least there's three people out there, you know, listening. Mm-hmm. We had Pat in Tucson, and we got Patty Pat in Kenmore and Patty in Tucson. And then Howard's out there. We know Howard's out there. And by the way, if you missed the end of the last hour, Howard came up with a great solution for solving the dilemma, standard time, daylight savings time. We all are done with the spring forward and fall back stuff. I don't know anybody that likes that. And everybody wants to stay one way or the other. And there's a contingency that wants to stay in standard time. And I think, Natasha, I think those are the people that have kiddiddles. And, you know, school buses and all of that, and the darkness or light in the morning and stuff can be an issue. And you might be familiar with that because, you know, you work mm-hmm. at school. And then there's the rest of us that like more daylight and a longer day, especially for me and Odie and Natalia. We aren't morning people, so we like the daylight to last longer. But Howard's solution was, instead of staying in standard time or daylight savings time, is to split the difference and, you know, move, you know, forward a half an hour instead of an hour. And then
so
that
then the
way,
30 would be our o'clock.
Well, that's what confused me to start with until I thought about it. But if you that's the confusing part. If you just moved it forward a half hour, then yes, it would be the top of an hour. So that would be the confusing part. But if you could get over that little part, then it really kind of does give everybody half of what they want. Mm-hmm. You get to say half in standard time and half in daylight savings time. But anyway, so that's Howard's solution. And to me, it confused me, but I think it could work.
I think whatever, you know, standard time is standard time. I would think that going standard time so that we're alignment with more with the world time around us. But at the same time, though, it is what it is. And I will get used to having 1 hour. I don't even know if there's 1 hour late, less light, because we're dark from, you know, we start getting dark at 4 o'clock. So what if we're dark at, you know, dark at 5 o'clock instead? I mean, it's like, it is what it is. And so I'm just kind of like going, pick a time, stick to it.
Yeah. it does, for what I do and the schedule I set with my, you know, when I'm working with people and training their dogs and stuff, more daylight in the end of the day really works to support what I do. So, mm-hmm. That's why I prefer daylight savings time. But frankly, I'd accept either way.
Just
because I just don't want to do the back and forth anymore. Although my vote goes for the daylight savings time. All righty then. All that being said, Natasha Venter is here. It's the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and general psychic stuff. So if you'd like a personal reading with Natasha, or if you got, you know, behavior training or healing questions for me and or Natasha, we're here. Phone lines are open. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All righty then. So, Natasha, I think the you know, weather has just been so a little strange, you know, coming out of winter and so forth, that it's confused a lot of the wildlife. But I need your help trying to figure out what the heck's going on with my hummers, because I'm a hummingbird person, and I try to take good care of my hummers. So just so you know, the normal pattern that has shaked out for like the last 5 years, let's say, you know, we've got two varieties of hummingbirds that are native to our area. The Anna's hummingbirds, which are the metallic green ones with the black and red head for the males, and they are here year round. So I normally have Anna's hummingbirds all year and all through the winter. And then as spring, when we got to spring, and right around, you know, the solstice or spring time of the year, then the rufous hummingbirds come, because they migrate. They go away for the winter. They go south for the winter, and then they come back up for the spring and summer here. So the rufous hummingbirds usually show up right around springtime. And then there's some vying for territory and stuff between the roofies and the Annas and yada, yada, yada. And then, Natasha, they disappear. All of them disappear for a few weeks. And what apparently happens is when it's time to breed, they breed, build nests, lay eggs, and hatch babies. And mm-hmm. during that time, they don't feed much. So you don't see them at the feeders. They're just pretty much gone. And then after a few weeks of that, then all of a sudden they're back and bringing babies. And so there's all kinds of Annas and all kinds of roofies, and have a whole lot more for the rest of the summer. And then in the fall, the roofies leave and go south, and then we're back starting over. Okay, so that's a normal plan. All right, so this year, Natasha, you know, roofies, you know, migrated last fall. Had the Annas through the winter, sort of, and, you know, regular, everything was fine until, may have been just about a month ago, might have been right after the last show we did together. All of a sudden, Natasha, all of my Anna hummingbirds disappeared. Just gone. And so I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? This is really weird. And they were gone. And so, and then as they stayed gone for quite a while, I'm wondering, did they just leave? I mean, I've been thinking, oh, what is something wrong that they, and all of that. And then it started to occur to me that, and I wonder with this weird weather, because it's been cold and warm and cold and warm, I wonder if they've started nesting and, you know, making babies sooner. Well, and then it was like last weekend, maybe a little before the weekend, I got so concerned that the Annas were gone, and I didn't really know if they were just breeding early. I decided that it was time to do the spring cleaning on the hummingbird feeders, and I cleaned and scrubbed everything, took the winter sweaters off and all of that, and put out the additional feeders I put out for when the rufous ones come in. Well, I must have had some intuition on that, Natasha, because right out, I cleaned all the feeders. The next day, the roofies started to show up. So this last week, I had two rufous females. And then one male. But it appears to be a male Anna. But you know that male Annas, they're mm-hmm. metallic green, but then their heads are black if they're not in the sun, but they're red when the sun hits them. Well, this what looks like a male Anna, the top of his head is red when the sun hits him, but the base of his neck and the kind of the mantle at the is more orange. So I wondered, could the roofies have bred with the Annas here? And this bird is half and half? I don't know. But then yesterday, first time a Rufus male showed up. So now I've got some Rufus male and females and one Anna that's male that's questionable. But I still, the rest of the Annas are still disappeared. So can you get a handle? I mean, did the Annas, at least in my neighborhood, are they breeding early and that's why they're gone? Or did they just leave? Or do
Okay,
you, can you tell?
so around the first of the month, I had witnessed, actually, I was out dancing the night that this happened, that there was a big shift in the energies around us. That my girlfriend, who's intuitive, she was actually hearing spirits. She was seeing them. You know, it was
Wow,
like
okay. So a
it
lot more
was
activity.
more activity. There was a big shift. It was almost like something shifted in the ley lines, or the 3D world and one of the dimensions decided to merge together. So it was a huge shift. I started driving down the road. I go, "Is it Halloween?" Because all I saw was spirits, and it was like, "Okay, here I go. I'm swimming through. You know, I'm watching, and I am in the reality I am in. I am in the reality that I am," is the way I drove down the road. Because even a leaf had the energy of spirit. You know, if a leaf was blowing along the ground, it actually had the energy of spirit. So it was a weird moment of things happening. So going along with that shift, a lot of the animals felt that shift too. You should have been in school that Tuesday, that we had snow on that Monday. So we didn't have school on that Monday, but that Tuesday and Wednesday, oh my gosh, the kids were like, they didn't know, they were angry. The kids that were usually calm were angry. It was just a really wonky day. So with that, going into this, that checking in with them,
With my Hummers.
yeah, that they I get a sense that it wasn't necessarily a breeding time, but it was like they got triggered to do that, but then it didn't necessarily go all the way through because we got that cold snap that came through. So they started the process, then they had then but they were they didn't necessarily come back. They were discombobulated is the word I'm getting. So they kind of stayed where they were, where they nest, to see what was going to come around so that they knew if they can continue or not.
So it is related
My
to.
girlfriend who has she lives in Everett area, she just messaged me and said that her Hummers have just showed up.
The Rufus?
The roofs. Yeah, the roofuses, I think.
Because normally, see, I'd still have full families of Annas, and the Rufus would be coming in, and then they'd all be here for a little while until everybody disappears to breed for a while. But obviously, that has discombobulated. So it has more to do with the energy of what's going on and them being confused and not knowing what. So now, do you see as time, we go by and we actually get to spring this week, and the weather maybe stays more consistent. Do you see me having both the Annas and the Roofies
Yes,
and a regular, once they get it back together with this energy shift, then things will go back to normal here, sort of?
I'm going to kind of question the word normal
Hey,
with a
you're right.
question
I was thinking as
mic,
soon as I said that, well, is there any
with a
such thing?
question mark behind it, because we're finding a new normal. And new normal hasn't, like with my website right now, I'm in the middle of change. Google hasn't recognized it, and technology hasn't recognized it all the way yet. So change is happening, but how it settles in hasn't settled in yet in its negotiation. So going into this, how do we do it? We just kind of wait and see and go, okay. So thank you for listening to the message of washing the bottles and getting them updated, because that's what it's time to do, is really listen to our intuition to step into what are we supposed to do right now. And then we can work with the change that is happening around us.
Yeah, well, it was amazing because it was the next day that the roofies start coming in. So, okay, I guess I'm in tune anyway, and everything's cleaned up and ready to go for them. So, well, I'll just keep you posted. But anyway, if your hummingbirds seem a little weird for right now, that's apparently normal. Everybody's having a hard time adjusting to this energy and so forth. Let's see.
Can
It
you
is.
give the new or the 1-800 number again? Because somebody let me the
A
friend
toll
that
free?
was yeah
Okay.
that because you get I guess you mixed the numbers up.
Well, phone number, the local number is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. So that's the toll free one.
Okay.
All right, and it looks like Odie's on the phone at the moment. It is time for us to take care of advertisers. But Nathan and I are intuitively connected, and Odie and I don't have that connection yet. It's the first time we've worked together. So I'm gonna wait until I get a confirmation from her eyeballs because she obviously can't hear me right now because she's talking to whoever she's talking to on the phone. But I don't want to turn it over to advertisers and end up with just dead air because anyway, so we'll keep chatting. So anyway, once I get Odie's attention, we will take care of advertisers. Then, okay, so we do. Oh, isn't that cute? Carol in Manchester, we got some information about baby hummingbirds born blind and deaf. Is Carol on the phone with us and we'll be
She
or did
did.
she just call in with a message?
She just called in for a message that she wanted. She wa was wondering if you guys knew that or not.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Makes sense to me though that baby hummingbirds are born blind and deaf. Yeah, I didn't really actually know that. So thank you, Carol.
Yeah.
But I mean, the best I've.
I'm still stuck on these little birds, migrating.
Yeah, and all the little miles that they do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
It's
my gosh.
amazing. It's
I know I have
amazing.
short legs and my head, I'm 5 foot and my husband's 6 foot. I know that I travel half the distance or twice the
Twice.
distance that he does. But at the same time, these little hummers, it's just like, oh my gosh. The person the person or the per they're able to move forward so much. It's like, oh my gosh, the little bodies and doing so big things. It's amazing.
All right. So anyway, now
Amazing.
that you're back, Odie, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. We got to come back. We got to do current events. We got to talk about follow up on Bagman, Stacy's Frenchie, so we can get some input from Natasha. But we'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are open. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298 5569. All righty, stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Well, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're approaching midway through the last hour of our St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh, darn it. I wanted to talk to Odie during the break, and I forgot, Natasha, I didn't get to listen to your ad, so maybe we can do something about that after the show. Anyway, we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins. NuPro nuggets is what they're called. You can use them as treats. You can use them to get them, to motivate them to eat other stuff, or just as the vitamins are intended to be. They're just fabulous. And the dog supplement, skin and hair coat formula, the powder will get any picky eaters to eat because it makes a wonderful gravy in their food and produces the greatest skin and hair coats. And it comes in a hip and joint formula as well. You can check them all out at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And then you can, if you don't find them at your local pet store, all products are available on Amazon. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we did hear from Natasha. But because we have to change up her ad, I wanted to listen to it while it played, but I got distracted with wanting to talk to Odie, and so I missed it. But I think she can probably play it for me after the show. And so, Natasha, I can get up to board speed on that. At any rate, if you heard Natasha's ad, Natasha's still around doing all that stuff, but she's changing things, and it's all happening this week. And so her old website and contact information is going away. And so the angelicclarifications.com. Now, if you want to get to Natasha's website, it's the same website, just different address. You go to intuitiveclarifications.com, which I just love and I think is so much better for Natasha. So I think she really got the message here on changing stuff up. I think it's a great change. But her website now is intuitiveclarifications.com, and therefore her YouTube channel is now Natasha Venter, the letters I and C. Natasha Venter, IC, which of course now actually can, in a way mean something instead of Natasha Venter, AC. Which,
exactly.
I always thought of her as Natasha Venter, Anderson Cooper. Well, that doesn't really work, but Natasha Venter, IC makes perfect sense.
It does. It does. But I want to also say that right now, my old website name will still be interactive once it funnels over. But I'm in that change. So Google and technology hasn't caught up yet. So if you go to Angelic Clarifications, that page will not load. It will load soon, but not right now during this change. But if you put in the search button, www.intuitiveclarifications.com, you will reach my website as it is now.
Excellent. Excellent. All right.
So, and then, soon everything should be caught up.
Hopefully we'll have everything squared away and you're advertising by next week. You know, once Nathan comes by, we can do a new one and all of that. But just know it's intuitiveclarifications.com. All righty. Okie dokie then.
I'm excited for this new understanding. It's not a new adventure, but it's a new understanding.
Okay. So Odie, never mind what I told you, because it's live radio and phone calls take priority. So we will do current events after what we've got a phone call to deal with. We are heading down to Mount Shasta and welcoming Monica to Animal World. Good morning.
Hi.
Monica. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Okay, well, I had a cat show up at my home last June. And he's definitely an outside cat, a young man, you know, and hung out.
Okay, well, all right. Well, as you're telling this, give us descriptions. So the cat that showed up was a male?
Yeah, he's a male cat. And
what did he look
when
like?
When he first showed up, he's a teenager.
But what color?
Big,
what color?
Yellow. Very, very sunshine looking. With stripes and sort of ocelot spots and a little white patch here and there. He's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Remember, Monica, I'm asking for the descriptions because remember, Natasha's a psychic person. So she needs, in order to be able to talk to this intelligently, she's got to get to tune in and get a connection with the cat. So that's why I'm asking for the details, is to help her tune in and connect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
And he showed up with a perfect, wonderful personality. I mean,
okay, and that was last June?
Yeah, that was last June. And he hung out, all the way up until Christmas.
Okay.
And also, he introduced another cat to me who showed up one day, and I think they knew each other. And she's a calico. She's still here. But anyway, the yellow cat, Leo. I call him Leo.
Oh, so you called him Leo?
Like the sun.
Okay.
And he used to lay in my sunflower patches and everything. And so he definitely, this was his home, and I was slowly integrating him with my indoor-only kitty.
Okay.
So they got along great, but he mostly preferred to be outside. So the day after Christmas, no Leo. And then no Leo. That was it. And so the other kitty, she's still here. And
but Leo,
so
just the day after Christmas, was gone?
Yep. He was in the house, lazing about on the bed, and I needed to go away for about 6 hours or something. So I gave him some food in the garage, because that's his hang. And he can come and go through a kitty door.
Okay.
And that was it. Yeah.
And you haven't seen him since?
No. And I was wondering if Natasha might know, did he go back to wherever it was he came from?
Yeah. Or... Hey, Natasha, can you lasso Leo and find out what's going on?
That's what I'm
our...
doing. I'm checking in.
Yeah.
What I'm getting is that he got out I'm checking in because I feel like that he's still around, but I'm checking in if he's in spirit or if he's in body.
Right.
Okay, I just heard he's in body. He is.
Okay, so he's still, didn't get killed or die or something.
No, but I feel like though that he got into something. So that's why I'm questioning it, because I feel like that he got into something. Like
into something, ate something he shouldn't?
He ate
or
something,
okay.
Yeah, he got into something, and then we had that really weird temperature, so there was some things that were happening. And you live in a weird energy place where spirit and reality kind of intermix.
Mount Shasta.
Yeah. So that's what I was checking. Yeah. Like I said, the dimensions are changing. So I have to check in. Okay. What is reality?
Gotcha.
It's been interesting lately. So going into this, that he got into something. I'm questioning if he'll come back.
Do you see him just hanging out at somebody else's house, or is he being taken in as an indoor cat somewhere, or any handle at all on where he might be going on? Natasha's clearing the energy and tuning in again, so let's see what.
Well, I asked the calico, you know, because Leo introduced. She showed up one day, and I'm like, what? Yeah, and so she's still around. So I asked her yesterday, you know, where's Leo? And she actually meowed, and I'm like,
yeah, he's gone.
You know
he's gone. He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
Yeah, checking in with her. He's gone. Thank
gone
you for that language.
Meaning gone left his body or gone left the neighborhood?
Gone left and he's left. I'm looking at her. I'm asking her,
okay,
and she
after,
says
okay.
he's.
Do you
gone.
Call her a name? Do you call her a name,
yeah,
Monica?
Yeah, I call her Lucy. And Lucy. She looks like Groucho Marx. She's got like a...
No, but yeah. So,
okay, so Natasha's
so
talking
her,
to Lucy.
She said that he's gone. That's what she said, he's gone. And then checking in with him again, that I feel like he's gone. But I see him laying where he's not feeling very good.
Right,
so
that's what I thought myself.
Yeah, so I'm seeing him laying where he's not feeling very good. So I'm checking in.
Could he be trapped somewhere?
No, he doesn't feel trapped. He feels trapped in his body. Or with his body, I feel like that he's laying down, and I'm seeing him very laid out like a cat that's not feeling very good.
Huh.
You know how they lay out and So thank you for this process because, I'm clearing the energy. I had to literally clear the energies where you are at. I'm wondering if he got hit by a car.
Well, honestly, I had the feeling that he is gone as well just because I don't feel anything. And he was so, he just became, this was his place. But he eats a lot of things from out there. Like I caught him eating lizards and stuff like that.
I'm wondering if he got either he because I see him laying out, so either this was and I see his that he's I, he's not very his around his mouth is not very pretty, and so I'm wondering if he ate something that got him sick or if he got hit by a car or got hit by something that made him and so I'm gonna say that if he's not passed, he's passing. He's not coming back. Is what I'm hearing is
so what's the best
and I
thing?
Mean this with love, my dear. It's hard to give messages like this when
Natasha, what's the best thing Monica can do to help Leo? Pray for him, imagine him letting go of that body. I always say, imagine their body laying there and then a misty sort of soul vibration lifting out and going off with the angels.
Yes,
that's what happens when they pass. So, any advice you can give Monica for how she can help?
Just like if you wanted to light like a little tea light candle and just light a candle and say, "I honor you for what you've done for me with me." He's so grateful that you gave him a home. Just to say, he was a renegade for a little while, and so getting a home was nice. And he's actually one that brought a lot of animals to certain places. He was a gatherer,
yes,
per se.
Did.
He would gather. Let's go see this house. Hey, I know a house that would be good for you. Come and stay here. So he was that kind of a cat that would help find homes for places. And so thank you very much for giving him a home. He wasn't one to be attached to either. That's the thing is that these wonderful beings that come into our life, sometimes we get too attached to them And they're very migrative animals right now. And so what can we do with it? We can just love while we have them, grateful for having them in that journey, and then know that we're going to have some animals like my cat and my dog, but yet my feral cat, you know, she came in my house all of a sudden one night, and then I haven't seen her for 4 days, for a week now. So, you know, there's this breath in, breath out with these animals. And what do we, you know, it's finding that place where we can with them when we have them.
And it sounds to me, Monica, that that you're okay with this process. That you
I am okay with it because I was very devastated for, you know, because it was slowly dawning on me. He's not just off. That's it. You know, and it was very devastating, and I got sick. You know, I mean, I fell on the ice and killed my ribs practically. So I spent a long time just recuperating and getting over things, and now I'm like, okay, you know, it's all over. I still have Lucy and my indoor kitty. And it's like, okay, I feel like it was natural, but I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, I hear
you.
It's
I just
not
had
easy
another idea.
Like that.
Just another idea that what you could do, Monica, aside from, you know, praying for Leo and all of that and lighting the candle, like, you know, Natasha said. But, you know, there's no issue with communication, you know, because it's all energetic. You know, imagine him in your mind, and assuming that the Natasha is correct, that he's still in his physical body, but
there's something about transition. It's not necessarily.
And he hasn't. Imagine when you said his face, his mouth doesn't look pretty, and then the thought of hit by a car came up, and all of that. What came into my mind with my veterinary background is often Natasha, what can happen? Excuse me, and Monica. When dog gets hit or a cat gets hit by a car, they often get hit in the head and it fractures their jaw. So that's a pretty common injury after hit by car with cat. So could see him, maybe that could happen. He get hit by a car, his jaw is broken, he can't eat real well. So could he be kind of slowly lingering to passing after something like that? I mean, that
or
could
I might
be
just seeing that moment that was happening.
Yeah, or it might have, but just in case that's the situation, and he's still lingering, then Monica, you can connect with him and remind him that he's spirit first, physical body second, and that he can let go of that body anytime, and tell him to ask Divine Mother to take it, bring him home. Lift him out. Okay. Ask Angela to lift him out. So you could talk to him about letting go of that body and going off with the angels and back, and let him know that he can come back. And if he wants to come back, if you're okay with this, tell him, you know, find another cat body and come on back, you know. And that might be of some help for him. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I think that's really helpful. And I, you know, I just have been wondering, and my sister suggested I call up, we know somebody around here that she's talked to before. But then I thought, no, I think I should just call in and see what Natasha thinks.
Well, thank you for the trust. And that's the thing, is I'm hoping that I'm wrong and he shows up at the door. But at the same time, though, you know, this is it's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
he would have been around if he could.
Yeah,
been.
Exactly. So there's something that there's, you know, to simplify this, there's something that happened, and I don't feel like he's going to come back. And
all
my
right.
love is
well,
with you.
Sorry to give you the news, Monica, but at least you've got something to work with now. And
yeah,
and I was going to suggest, because we've got to move on and take care of advertisers and get the rest of the stuff we got to talk about before we end the show. Why you keep working with Leo, you know, telepathically this month. Why don't you call us back next month, the third Sunday, and we'll have Natasha tuned in, and let's see if we got that boy crossed over and
yeah.
good. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
He's a All very right. awakened soul, so I'm not feeling like there's going to be a lot.
But let's just check on him in a month and see if this is all worked out. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome. Blessings to
you. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Now we're on rapid speed. So let's take care of advertisers. We'll come back to a quick current events and see how much we can straighten out about the Frenchie situation at Stacy's house. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. Talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is the neuroenergetic balancer, and his Rasmussen Reset Do Yourself at Home program is available, and he can reset your animal's nervous system immediately. So you may want to talk to him about your animal friends and how he can help. Check him out on his website, healingministryforanimals.com. You can click on the contact link, request a conversation. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com, or to look at all the before and after videos on his YouTube channel. Absolutely miraculous. Nels Rasmussen is his YouTube channel. Remember that Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, is in Shoreline now in Jude's home. Easy access, great parking, wonderful experience to be in the gong room, hear the gongs, the Acutonics forks, and Jude be able to work on you actually in person. She also works remotely, so you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And remember me out there working with dogs as a behavior therapist and dog trainer. I specialize in meeting you in your home with your dog and getting all problems under control really fast. And I usually only have to see my clients once. It's kind of a marathon session, 4 to 6 hours I spend with you. And then you get free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen you. Because I don't want to, you know, I want you to know I don't just take your money and run. I make sure that you absolutely get everything resolved. And it's the fastest way to get there. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends and you'd like Aunt Martha's help, all you got to just call me. I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. So just hand out my phone number. Tell anybody with dog problems, call Aunt Martha, 360. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are good with all of that. So now, Odie, let's do current events. There we go. Current events schedule this week. Now, remember, we got this big documentary screening for a couple in Edmonds that became aware of the, you know, war in Ukraine and the animal suffering and so forth, and then went on over there and got busy rescuing. And this is their story. It is amazing. And the private screening in Edmonds is coming up. It's called War Tales, a documentary about Ukrainian pets. And this is a little fundraiser for, you know, the pets of Ukraine. It's going to be Thursday, April 11th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Edmonds Waterfront Center. It's $7.50 to attend. Now, if you want more information and links to all of this, then you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on Current Events, because I'm sure Rhonda has, you know, the links and stuff up there. But that's April 11th for War Tales, a documentary about Ukrainian pets, Edmonds Waterfront Center. All righty. And then Northwest Stream Center got a great class coming up on Saturday, March 30th. It's Lawns to Native Plant Landscapes with native plant specialist and habitat steward Julie O'Donnell. So it sounds like this is a fabulous class. There'll be lots more details on in current events on MarthaNorwalk.com if you want to check it out. But she's going to teach us how to replace lawns with bird and butterfly and all those kind of things, friendly plantings, and how to do all of that stuff. But it just sounds like a fabulous class. $7 if you're not a member of Stream Keepers, $5 if you are. Call to make a reservation at 425-316-8592. Remember the pet food drive. We're supporting our sister station, Warm 106.9. They have partnered up with Bartels, and they're calling it Bartels Pet Supply Drive. It started March 1st. It goes through March 31st. You do this at all Bartell stores. Positive Alliance is thrilled to be one of the recipients of the donations. And any supplies or pet food you can buy at Bartell's and then put it in the bins, or you can just bring the food and supplies to any Bartell's and put them in the bin. That'll be their red bins at local Bartell's. All righty, then Homeward Pet Adoption Center. We got the annual kitten shower will be April 6th this year. It's a free event, and you get to bring all kinds of stuff for kittens, food and litter and kitty toys and all of that, and have a good time. Their annual fur ball dinner and auction will be May 4th this year, and I think you can go to homewardpet.com and get information about tickets there. And the annual Tuxes and Tails Big Gala is May 18th this year at the Fremont Studios. Tickets are now on sale if you can afford them. And I kind of think the Seattle Humane has moved so much up on the food chain that, you know, they are heavily funded. But I don't think they're interested in us lower income folks. So I can't afford a ticket. I don't know about you, but if you can, it's a great event. Let's see. And then their spring break workshop for young teens starts Tuesday, April 9th, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And so you can check that out, seattlehumane.org. I think all of that is good, and that means so coming up next week. We have 5 Sundays this month. So that means next Sunday is an extra Sunday. It's the 4th Sunday. And as promised, we're going to spend more time with the people that know more about animals all over the world than anybody else I know. And that's Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And they will be with me next week. And we are going to catch up and find out as much as we can about all kinds of animals all over the world and everything we need to know to be up to date and how we can help in different situations. So that'll be next week. All righty then. We don't have a lot of time left here, Natasha, before we wrap up. But you, of course, are familiar with Stacy and her Frenchies. She's got Tank, the older one, and Bags is about 5 now. And he's the sensitive model and gets quirky little behaviors. And he's had some licky behaviors that have been an issue, licking his paws. And usually Dr. Nails just does a tune-up for him, you know, on Dr. Nails Sundays when he's here, and the behaviors go right away. Well, the major paw licking, that stuff's all calmed down. But now it's kind of funny. Last week, Stacy described that Bags will sit with her on the couch, and he doesn't lick his paws anymore, but he'll just sit and lick his lips. And she sent me a really cute picture of this. I can't share it with
you. Oh, my. That boy.
Hello, by sitting next to her going. Anyway, so Dr. Nils tuned him up last week. And Linda did a session for Stacy. All right. So Stacy reports to me that we are making progress. She says, and let me see. The licking is not as incessant. It's much better, but he still seems anxious. Now she said she felt that with the session she had with Linda last week, that it made her realize that she was anxious about some things. And it dawned on her that Bags is really sensitive, and maybe that's part of the issue. Well, I got a big yes on that. You're nodding that that's the case too. So as of right now, the licking, the sitting next to her, isn't completely gone, but it's not as incessant. And Stacy says she's working on, she says, I'm just more aware that I was feeling anxious and trying to let go of those feelings. So it sounds to me from all of that Bags' issues may be reflective of what's going on with Stacy, you know, and with all this other stuff going on, you know, they just both may need some tune-ups, you know, every month for a while. Do you see this working out, Natasha?
Yes.
And that the
Bags,
two of them
Bags,
are connected with this?
I know, real quick here. Bags is that type of animal that there's energies coming at him from somewhere.
Yeah.
And he needs some physical interaction to process it. So whatever that energy is coming to him, he needs to process it somehow. The licking, the barking, the whatever it is. So that anxiousness of driving up to get coffee, let's say, you know, there is an anxious energy of I gotta do my thing, pay the money, and then get going. You know, there's always an anxiousness when we go through something. So he's picking that up. So how does he process that? Well, that's where riding the ship, you know, getting a call with Nels and Linda can help out with getting that done. I know we got to go.
Yeah, we are just smack right out of time. But anyway, it sounds like we're on the right track. There is a connection between, and that energy coming at him right now, you know, dogs pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their people.
Yep, exactly.
So he's just sensitive. So it sounds like Stacy's got a good handle on it, and more work with Nels and Linda will be helpful. So we are smack out of time. Natasha, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you again the 3rd Sunday of next month. Odie, thank you so much for keeping us on track and everything going. Next week, Animals 24-7 and all about animals everywhere. And I guess we are done for the day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. If you go anywhere, put on your green. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.